When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk and news and a bunch of other K-pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get Genshin and sometimes you get anime. But nope, it's a lot of K-pop.
No, not today.
Oh, there you go. We have some Jisoo stuff because obviously she released her MV. And we have some updates with BTS as well as updates on Haley's health after watching Stray Kids.
I'm not well.
She's not doing well. Mm-hmm. She's the post-concert depression is hitting pretty damn hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some other stuff that we'll be talking about. So like always, we're available on all platforms, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public. I think we're pretty much on everything. And what else can you check out, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And we've actually been uploading videos from the Stray Kids concert.
Of course, because
I actually uploaded two.
Wow. Keeping count.
Yes.
And still she promised us new jeans.
I know. I'll probably edit that on the plane.
When
we're going to Japan.
So hopefully we will see that. But yes, there are tons of interesting Stray Kids stuff. I feel like we'll try to keep uploading more concert stuff. But we just put random funny edits sometimes.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Everyone has been enjoying that Changbin video.
Oh yes, of me.
You filming your, I guess, new bias?
Wait, don't go into it yet.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right. Never mind. Spoiler. Well, then again, people... Okay, yeah. Spoiler.
Yes.
Let's get started because we will be talking a lot about Stray Kids as usual and around the end. But we have some other news. So, NewJeans did release this new song. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've talked about it.
I don't think so.
Because I think when they announced the news that they were going to have a collab with Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Coca-Cola.
My favorite.
And I think that was also within the same, it was going to release soon after. So we didn't, you're right. I don't think we were able to, we never had a chance to talk about it because no one imagined this was going to happen. And so they did have a collab song and a collab music video.
Yes.
For Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola
it's called
ad.
Zero, for Coke Zero.
Yes.
So, got to watch your back, NMIX.
Is that a threat?
No, it's just because they both drink Coke Zero.
No, I know.
But mostly,
I feel like all idols drink that.
When I watched the music video, I was like, oh shit! Like, I was like, this is pretty good. Like, mm-hmm. when it started, and you know, the verse, yeah. the pre-chorus, even like the actual music video itself felt like we were in like the New Jeans lore, like their world.
Right.
Like, it was really very New Jeans like. Then all of a sudden, chorus hits, and I'm like, oh.
It's what? A Coca-Cola
this
ad.
This is a Coke ad.
Yeah.
Do you want to... How does the chorus go? If to those who have not heard it, Haley, do you remember?
Coca-Cola mashita. Coca-Cola mashita.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. What does it mean?
Coca-Cola is
tasty
yummy
or yummy.
Tasty, yeah.
So, yes, it's definitely a Coke ad. I mean, everything aside from that chorus... is pretty damn good.
Honestly, though.
It sounds like New Jeans.
I know that people are hating on the chorus, but then how fucking many times have I been going around the house just singing it?
It's doing working. Its job.
It's doing its job. I'm always just like, Coca-Cola Machita.
And like, honestly, the rest of the song, the verses, the pre-chorus, like everything else, it sounds like a real, like legit New Jeans yeah. song. So I'll take what we can get because we got a new music video.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, we have some actually kind of, I wish I should have mentioned this in the beginning.
Mm.
Someone mm-hmm. has made his return from the military.
Finally. It's been an eternity, honestly. It feels like it.
You want to tell us who?
Taemin. He's finally back. I feel like we've talked about this in like almost every episode. I'd be like,
we were counting down.
Yeah, we were counting down. It's like we were counting down. He was supposed to come back, I think, November last year. And then all of a sudden they added 100 more days. And then now it's April.
Then all of a sudden he appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Instagram posts of like, I
yeah.
think Shiny and himself, like yeah. his private account.
Yeah, so was it his actual account? No, I think it was on Shiny's one. They were doing like a countdown from like 6 days. They're like D5, D4, like that, and then they'd like upload pictures of Taemin. So they were counting down to his return. And then when Taemin finally returned, he uploaded a post on Instagram saying like, he's back, thank you for waiting. And then
Shiny's back.
Taemin's back. But and then he actually I caught his live, like an Instagram live.
Oh, it was IG live?
It was IG.
Interesting. Was it his like personal account?
It was,
personal
account. Ooh. It was his account. Because I was like, oh, he's live. And I went on and then like I was shooketh because he looks so different.
Uh oh.
Like,
is his hair already grown out?
His hair's
a bit?
Long.
Okay.
His hair's long.
Right.
He just looked really tired. I felt so sad for him. Like,
and you said he had a rounder face.
Yes, yeah, so his face got really round. It's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a round face. I was just not
plump and healthy.
I was just not ready for that. But,
well, it was really getting like a round when they first showed some of his first pictures, right? When he
that's true. He gained weight because they make Taemin.
He's like, oh right, I could eat.
Yeah, honestly, I think feel like with SM Entertainment, especially, and then like with Taemin, they always made him really skinny. Like, he's always been
but
super
his,
lanky.
But his face has always been a little bit rounder.
Bigger,
it's not
yeah.
super chiseled anyways.
No, it's not. But then, like, when he was talking, like, he kind of sounded like Jimin when I was listening to him.
Well, they are BFFs.
Yeah, like, when I was watching him, I was like, man. And, like, if I close my eyes, he kind of sounds like Jimin, too.
The interesting part was that, like, you know, you said he was tired, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense because, damn, like, I feel like I know he just got released, but he's been doing so much promotional stuff already.
Yeah.
Like, even SM has already a fan meet
right,
scheduled and planned literally
this month.
Like, in a couple weeks, April 22nd and April 23rd.
Yeah, Taemin hasn't even released anything yet, but then they've already set up a fan
has
meet.
Has he
like
even
an
been able to go home to
he,
sleep
he didn't
on
even
his
get
own
to shower
bed.
Or anything. But yeah, so like, if you're in Korea, you can have a chance to meet him. I'm so jealous. I hope he comes here and does like a tour with Shiny.
I hope so. That would be something.
I feel like they never tour here.
Would we get Barricade for that?
I don't
possibly.
Know. Possibly. Actually.
Depending if retail, right? Depending.
Yeah, honestly, because no one really knows Shiny.
We might have a better chance.
I know. That's why.
I want to see Key and Minnow.
I feel like the ones bickering. That are like the for the third gen and fourth gen K-pop groups, those are the ones that people go crazy. I know Shiny still has like a lot of fans still, but then if you base it off like their Instagram followers, they I think they only have like 5 mil.
Oh,
whereas like BTS obviously has like probably
what,
like
trillion?
60 mil. No. And then I know Stray Kids has like 26 million. So it's like, it's, I can base
all
it off that.
All 26 million are fake accounts from Haley.
No.
But I'm actually, you know what? You're right. I'm thinking about it. There might be hope. Because I want to see them too. Like, also, I want to see my boy on you.
Big Bang too. If they ever, oh well, if G-Dragon ever gets to his album.
Well.
And if he tours, I feel like we might have a better chance.
Well, we could talk about this since you brought up Big Bang yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Daesung?
No, I didn't.
Daesung joined a new agency, R&D company.
Yeah, I remember he left.
He left, and now he's joined R&D company. I do not know like anything about that company.
I don't know.
But the entire team at this new company is dedicated to Daesung's promotions.
Wow.
So he's going to be a focal point for sure. Like, depending on how, you know, like how this company runs and how well it does.
I was like, I bet he'll probably come out with a solo album before G-Dragon.
Possibly at this rate.
Hello, G-Dragon. It's already April.
I mean, because like, I mean, they're super busy. Like, YG's super busy right now, especially with all the Baby Monster promotions and videos. And like, you know, they're doing like the final evals and everything. So it makes sense. But at the same time, G-Dragon has, he did make a promise, right?
Yeah. Speaking of Baby Monster, remember how I think YG had said that there's definitely not going to be 7 members debuting.
Right.
And then so like we were having a conversation in the car, like with our other friend Early, who's also like a huge, like she was 21 and Blackpink, like she's like a YG of the girl groups. She's like a stan.
Yes.
And so she had mentioned to me before, she's like, do you think that they're only going to debut 4 members for Baby Monster? Because like to keep, because 21 was 4 members, Blackpink was 4 members.
You know, when she said that in the car, yeah, it blew my mind.
So I was like, why didn't I never, makes sense.
Why did I never think of that? Like, yeah, it's for real though. Like they might do the 4-4-4.
Yeah. So just putting it out there, like, let's see if that happens. It's going to be 4 members.
I think so. Because, I mean, we haven't been caught up with all of it, but she has.
Yeah, yeah.
And she even said, like, it seemed like 3 of them are pretty strong.
Sure, yeah.
Like, and it's kind of like a toss in the air for the last one. They're all really good, but it's just there's 3 that really stand out.
Right.
And so we will see very soon. But that makes so much sense.
Right.
Especially with 21 and then Blackpink,
being
obviously.
4-member group.
So I think that's a real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be interesting because, like, I feel like YG would do YG things instead of like following everyone else, like doing like a, like, you know, group of 7, group of 9, or like 5 and everything. So, of course, like 4 seems almost like a YG thing at this point now.
Yeah. And considering Big Bang is only 4 now, too.
And I mean, that was a good topic. And it's funny enough that we talked about this right before we went to Stray Kids. It was like on the way, we're in In-N-Out.
Right,
in the car, we're just waiting.
Yeah, that's true.
But we will get to Stray Kids. Don't worry, Haley. Don't worry. I feel like, you know, that's the only thing in your mind. I could see through your skull.
It's been like
that.
And
I see Changbin and I see Hyunjin.
Yeah, it's been like that. I've been so distracted. I don't know.
Oh, while we're talking about YG, another YG group, Treasure, has landed on the news page front for not the right reasons and not in a scandalous way.
No.
For like a dangerous, like,
poor,
scary
poor
way.
Thing, yeah.
Do you know this member? Because I'm not too familiar
with
the
Treasure members. I'm not familiar
with
other members. I only know Haruto because he's the one that I like the most.
And he has a Japanese name. I'd imagine, is he Japanese?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So Jaehyuk nearly burns on stage due to one of those, you know, those crazy fire pyro effects that pop up on the stage? Well, one went off when he was, like, walking.
Yeah, I saw.
And it looked like he, like, was going to catch on fire.
Yeah, I saw the video. It, like, had popped up on my, when I was, like, scrolling. I was like, what the fuck? It was kind of sad, though, because he was, like, walking over it. And then, like, the other members, like, rushed to his side to make sure that he was okay. But he, like, the flames, like, freaking, like, went all around him.
And, like, yeah, no, like, that was, like, he was, like, looked like he was engulfed. And the thing is, like, the members tried to also play it off to not scare everyone, because everyone's obviously really worried.
Yeah,
but, like,
course,
they did a good job, like, trying to play it off, like, oh, no, it's no, like, it's okay, are you okay?
Yeah,
and
I
heard they were, like, playing it, really doing a good job playing
being
it off.
Being professionals about it.
But the crazy part, I guess, like, a lot of people were going to say, like, oh, whoever is in charge of the fire and the pyro is, like, fired for sure, right?
No.
Not really, because apparently he like, I guess he was walking in the areas. Like, it looked like he was walking in between parts of the stage, right?
Like, he went through it, yeah.
He shouldn't be doing that because I think he stepped on one of the things that, like, kind of unlocked it manually.
Oh, like the
button.
So
it's like, that's why you kind of don't want to go around it in general, right. Like, those things. So, if anything, it's a lesson learned for him, the members,
just to be more
and
careful.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe, like, they could cover it. I don't know, in the future, mm-hmm. But yeah. So it was, like,
but he's
it
okay.
It wasn't technically anyone else's real like fault,
yeah.
But yeah, he's fine. If anything, he has a future career as a stunt double.
Oh my god,
as a stunt man, he did really well because he was literally engulfed, like,
right.
Look like a giant fireball,
mm-hmm.
And he was just like showering in the fire. I guess since we're still in YG land, we do have some big news because
mm-hmm.
we've been waiting for this day forever, ever since Jennie got her solo,
mm-hmm.
followed by Rosie solo,
mm-hmm.
and of course Lisa solo. Well, Jisoo, she finally had it. She got her solo.
She joined them.
The ranks,
mm-hmm.
and she destroyed the charts and like pre-orders for like solo like artist albums and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she did pretty damn well. Her music video finally released,
right?
And the video was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the different outfits. It's like, it's crazy. We always bring this up, but Jisoo looks like a different person every time.
Yeah, like the way that she was styled, like when they change her hairstyle, her makeup style, she looks like a different person.
Like, it's like, even if it's like small little
mm-hmm.
changes, she just looks like a different person. And it's not in a bad way.
No.
She just like looks like a different hot version or cute version
mm-hmm.
or like gorgeous, pretty version of Jisoo. Like, it looks like it's like all her like relatives.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, you could put makeup on like Jennie or like, you know, like Lisa.
They still look the same.
It's still Jennie and Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But then for some reason, Jisoo looks like a different person,
mm-hmm.
like for reals.
Yeah.
Like from the different angles she has, the different ways,
mm-hmm.
like everything. It's just that's Jisoo. And obviously she looks good in all of them. And it was pretty good though. I like the song. I like the fact that they filmed here.
Yeah, they did in the Universal Studios back lot.
So it's confirmed now.
Yeah.
Obviously after that, because remember we were like saying she's off like some podcast episode way back.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, there's news that she's filming
in LA.
They're just filming for her music video.
Oh, okay.
Internationally.
So she was in LA.
She was, and she ended up
yeah.
being in LA and using the back lot at Universal Studios
where Jin filmed too.
Not only
Astronaut.
Jin, yeah, which is true though. He did
yeah.
film. It's like if you look carefully, the back building is the same building where Jin was
mm-hmm.
walking through. Right?
Yeah.
Like he's like walking up to the camera.
Uh-huh.
Or towards the camera. Also, that's where they filmed Back to the Future.
Oh, yes. Of course.
My favorite. I think that's basically the clock tower
mm-hmm.
that both of you see in the music video for both
yeah.
of them. It's crazy enough because when we went to Universal, like for the Super Mario and Nintendo Land area.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were in the backlot tour? I think we drove through that same area Jisoo was in. Remember?
Did we?
There was
I
that
think
area
that
was
like
closed off. No,
yeah.
that's what I'm saying. But like that area that was closed off.
Uh-huh.
Remember it's like the quote unquote like New York
right.
looking area?
Yeah.
That looked exactly like where it was
yeah.
closed off. Do you think she was there?
When was that? February, maybe. Was that when she was filming? Or was that when she was overseas?
It's possible. Now I'm like putting it all together. Oh, man. So she was like technically somewhere. But yeah, it was pretty well. And it kind of like, I think we watched it at least. It came out the day before, like, the actual date. You know how, like, it does for American releases?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because
it's, like...
The time difference.
In Korea, it's, like, the 31st,
yeah.
but it's, like, the 30th here. Because there's... For sure, if it had actually dropped the 31st, we wouldn't be watching it for a while. Because that's the Stray Kids concert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sound so sad again.
Yes, I'm remembering.
Oh, okay. we have a couple other Blackpink stuff. Blackpink... The video, or not video games, the game, mobile game. It looks like it's a mobile game.
Mm-hmm,
so there's going to be like a mobile game app, like a legit, not like them featured in like PUBG
mm-hmm.
or like something like that. You know, it's an actual Blackpink, the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be releasing around May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So start making room in your phones, all my fellow Blinks, because it will include a game OST and music video by Blackpink.
Ooh.
So they're going to have like their own stuff and they're going to have like HD like videos and images
mm-hmm.
specifically for the game. So
mm-hmm.
it's like if you want to get this or like be able to see these special like Blackpink like videos and I guess
you have
photos.
To play. Yeah.
You got to pay. I don't know.
Play.
You, who knows?
You might have to
you
pay.
You might have to pay. It's a mobile game. Yeah. You have to play, but you most likely will end up having to pay to play. If you want all the cool perks and stuff. Because usually that's what happens. And let's see. Oh, a little kind of background on what you'll be doing in this game. It was very interesting. You are going to be a producer. And you will, it said, quote unquote, grow the members.
This is kind of like the BTS Grant game. BTS World. Because you are the manager of them.
And it says grow the members. So but how, you do, grow, grow, you how do you grow you members in
you
BTS?
Didn't, you didn't grow the members in
like,
BTS.
You, do you
like,
just water them? Like, what the no, what does that mean?
This is something different. But then, yeah, it's like similar.
You feed and grow. Like, is it? Are they like Tamagotchis or Digimon?
It might be.
They're like babies or like, and they start evolving. So we will find out on May 10th. And also, apparently, like, you when you can, like, customize your avatar. Mm. So you have like an avatar as well, and in the game itself, like, there's gonna be like random various modes, like training. I guess that's probably
singing?
Like when you're doing trainee, well, you're the manager, maybe you're making trainees train. Maybe that's part of like helping them grow.
Yeah, sing.
But
dance.
The one thing I was confused about, what is office management? Because they said you will get the chance to also do office management. You clean the office or like what do you do?
Being their manager. I don't know. We'll see.
Like, maybe record it? I don't even know. But the cool part is you can also communicate with players around the world. Mm. So it's kind of like has this online thing going on, too. Mm-hmm. So you could, like, be social with it. Hopefully you don't run into, like, toxic people. But you most likely will
is
end up running into
like
toxic people. But
BTS in the song?
I don't know. You tell me.
Because you could leave messages and stuff.
Maybe that's probably really close to what it is. I don't imagine it's like an MMORPG or something.
No.
But yeah, so that game is coming out. And also, Jennie did a collab with Chanel again. Mm-hmm. But she has this Chanel 22 bag.
Mm.
I guess it's a new line or a new product. And it looks really cool. It's like a more like casual, but like it stands out.
I think
out.
I saw
like
the ad for that.
The Chanel 22 bag. It looks good.
Yeah.
It obviously looks good with Jennie. And the reason why Jennie likes it even more is because the number 22.
Mm-hmm.
22 is when how old she was when she did her solo.
Mm-hmm.
And also, 2022 is when they started their world tour again, their most recent one, the new one. And she said to her, 22 is the new beginning. So it was a perfect collaboration. Of course, she's already a brand ambassador for Chanel. So I wonder if Chanel did it on purpose, 22 for
her,
or like vice versa. Maybe she, I don't even know. But
they probably like talked about it together.
It worked. It worked perfectly. And I think that's it for like all the little news and nuances that we have that is not BTS or Stray Kids. So with that said, I guess I should drop this ad space right here. And also remind you guys all to always check out our social media stuff, because Haley always ends up replying back. And I reply back, too, sometimes on Instagram.
Yes, you do. And what? TikTok. Wait, what? On Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
I didn't need to press your button to...
Sorry, I didn't know that you were going to drop that right there.
And also, check us out on... Or give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in. The Permission to Stand Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and I think Stitcher and wherever you could listen to this podcast right now. And that means we start with some boys, either...
BTS.
Some... Okay. Whoa. You want to end on Stray Kids, don't you?
I do. Always.
Is it because you want to be sad?
Yeah, I want to be sad.
Kidding. So yes, BTS, because man, there's been a lot of stuff going on for BTS too.
You know, like, it's funny because they're supposed to be on quote unquote break, you know, as a group, I guess, but I feel like they drop something every single fucking day, and it's so hard to keep up with them.
You finally actually even like it just arrived today. You got your Jimin album.
I did. I finally got my Jimin face album,
and it comes with some cool stuff.
I forgot what I had ordered. I guess I ordered both versions of it, and then I also got the Weverse package, like that small album.
A surprise gift to you again.
Yeah.
To yourself.
And it came with like pre-order bonus photo cards, and one of them is like holo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then they come with like little picture frames, which
I feel like Weverse, they put those damn the picture frames for like, I think all their, like, all the hype groups, New Jeans had like a picture frame.
Is it like hard picture frame though? Mine is like a hard one.
I think Le Sserafim there was one-ish.
But it like, kind of looks like those Michaels paper ones frames. Too,
right. Oh, for real?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did it look nice? Like, is it like, does it say Jimin or something on it? Or is it just
it says Jimin.
That's pretty cool. I hope in the future.
Or maybe it says face or something. Sorry.
Face. And then like you put his face on it. Yeah. Perfect. Exactly what he wanted.
But yeah, I got those in today. I flipped through the photo books and like obviously he looks really good. He put a lot of like effort into this album, I can tell. And he's doing really, really well because he hit number one on the Billboard Top 100.
Yes, that he did.
As the first solo K-pop person.
Yes. Perfect word. Person.
Jimin. So yeah. Yes.
I was going to say, I've been seeing so many videos of him, like doing dance collaborations and challenges. He's awesome.
He's loving that, honestly.
It looks like he's actually, did you notice, like, I feel like he's like, it looks like he's re-energized, like he's like, lit up.
Yeah.
Like he's actually happy and enjoying this.
He is. Like, he's been very happy with doing like his promotions. He's been on like Inkigayo, Music Bank. We checked out his performances on there. The choreo for that dance, man, I wish I was that girl touching his face.
Oh, damn. Must be nice getting paid to do that.
For reals.
But also, it put a smile on my face because he did do some dance collabs with fellow HYBE, HYBE artists, especially New Jeans. He did it with Hyerin and Danielle. They came out of a random elevator.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, you're waiting at an elevator. That's so funny. And then, like, when the elevator opens...
I don't know why, it just reminded me of...
Then you see them dancing. Whoa.
Of their music video, Butter.
Man.
In the elevator.
That was pretty cool. Oh, man. I wish I was at that elevator, pressing that button.
Random, but then did you know that Hyerin's name is not pronounced that way? It's Hyerin.
Hyerin?
Because
it's just like Hain, right? It's another...
Yeah, because, like, I came across a video of Danielle. I don't know what it was, what she was doing. I think she was like on a radio or something, and then she's like, and Hyerin, but then she's like, oh, I said that in a really American accent or something. And she's like, and then she's like, Hyerin. So I was like, what? Her name is pronounced like
so it's
that.
Hain and Hyerin.
Yeah, Hyerin.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I was like, wait, it's not Hyerin.
I like Hyerin.
It's Hyerin.
I also like Hain.
Hyerin. That was just really random, and I was like, oh, okay, Hyerin. Been pronouncing her name Hyerin. Wrong the whole time.
I will continue to say Hyerin till I hear it myself. Because I call, even in the chat, like in my
video call,
I said Hain and Hyerin. So
it's Hain and Hyerin.
I know.
Yeah.
They're just being nice. They just didn't want to.
It's fine.
They want to correct me.
It's okay. They wouldn't do that.
I liked Hyerin. Hyerin sounds cute too. Like I like that Hyerin. Name. Also, Jimin did dance with all. You put it here. Kazuha and Sakura.
Yes.
Yes, Le Sserafim crumbs. Le Sserafim, BTS, and Eugene crumbs.
You know, like, people in the comments were like, oh my god, Jimin looks so tiny next to Le Sserafim. Like, how tall are they?
Because he is tiny.
He is.
Second, Le Sserafim is...
A fucking tall.
They're tall. Like Yunjin is tall.
Yeah.
Yunjin is tall.
They're
Kazuha's
so tall. I feel like they're like 5'6",
Kazuha's
5'7".
Abs are made out of rocks and bricks also, if you didn't know. So, yeah.
They are. She can crush you.
Oh, any day. Go for it.
And then I'm putting in Felix here. So, like, we had mentioned that Jimin had talked about Felix, I think, last week.
When he said Youngbok.
Yeah,
yes.
When he said Youngbok. So, Felix, while he was in L.A., and it was when he was at the hotel.
On the roof.
I don't know what
on
hotel
roof,
that is.
Like, in the pool.
You didn't look it up. I want to know what hotel.
You want me to research and find
out
so you
I
could
do.
Stalk them?
No, they're gone. They're back in Korea already. I'm just like curious where they stayed.
Oh,
like, what area.
Oh, curious.
No. But anyway, so like it was cute because Felix had said on his bubble too, he was like, I heard that Jimin mentioned me and then I wanted to do his challenge. So like, because it had been raining in L.A., I think
it's finally not raining.
Yeah. So like, I guess when he, that day that he filmed it, he's like, oh, and then it stopped raining. And then I went up on the roof and then filmed this for Jimin.
And if you look at the video on TikTok, that's exactly what it looks like.
That's exactly what he did. So that was really cute.
I mean, okay, I know we're gonna talk about it, Stray Kids, a little bit later, but yeah. Just because you brought up the whole hotel thing,
mm-hmm.
you told me something that was interesting because I feel like we might forget it later.
Mm.
You said some random state had ran into Han and Changbin,
yeah,
at the hotel,
yeah,
in the gym,
yes. So, like, Teresa actually sent this to me, one of our friends that we went to the concert with. She's like, oh, these people posted and they got to meet Han and Changbin.
Is a picture with them?
There's no pictures. Okay, it's just like, they didn't film or anything. They were like, you know, respecting their privacy, and they didn't upload this tweet until they're
after
back in Korea. So they're like, I know that Stray Kids are back in Korea already, so I'm going to let you know, like, our small interaction with Han and Changbin. So I guess these two lucky they were staying at the same hotel, quote unquote, by accident.
Oh, quote unquote, accidentally.
Come on staying. Now. I don't fucking know anymore sometimes.
Honestly, if I had found out where they're staying and Haley had found out that I knew, we would be staying there that whole weekend.
But the thing is, like, I wouldn't see them because I don't work out.
Well, I do. So I'd be.
Not when we're on vacation or staying at the hotel.
Well, if Stray Kids was there and we were there for a reason, I'd be at that gym 24/7.
So maybe because, like, these two girls, they work out.
Pump some weights with Changbin.
Yeah, so they had a small interaction with them. They said that they were keeping their distance, and then I guess they only, like, did a small, like, chit chat with Changbin and Han when they were, like, switching machines or, like, walking past each other. So, I mean, that's so, like, they're so lucky, honestly, like, to have, like, that, they were, like, talking like friends, basically. I wish I could have an interaction like that. And I told Joko, I was like, if we were there, I'd probably ask Changbin to bench press me. I'd be like, boy. Oh, can you bench press me? I'd probably be too light for him, though, honestly.
Yeah, I think so.
He probably needs to bench press, like, three of me, maybe.
And,
Yeah.
I have no other words for him. I guess while he's bench pressing you, I'll hang out with Han.
Yes. You can
we'll
spot
just watch,
Han.
We'll just watch you guys.
Yeah.
I would want to hang out with Changbin.
I know.
Probably have a lift, like, see who lifts the heaviest weight, whose biceps bigger.
But that's so cool. Pumped. I mean, like, obviously they were really nice because they didn't even film anything or take pictures. They were just.
Do you think he would let me put my face in his chest? And motorboating.
I don't think so.
While he's doing his bench presses, I'll just put my face there.
Can you'll be like, can you spot me? And then, like, he'll put his legs over you. Remember in Dweki Gym when he was, like, standing over them? But that's not even how you spot people, right? You're not supposed to be
You're
on top
hovering
of them.
Well, no.
You're behind, usually,
I was like,
right?
Can you spot me and hover your dick over me? I don't even know. Like, oh, Changbin, what's his bulge?
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, we've now this is an R-rated episode.
No. Going back to Jimin.
Yeah, save us.
Oh, going
his innocence will save us.
What's this one? What is HK Coin?
Is I guess it's like a show on, like, yeah, it's like some type of interview K-pop artists and stuff too. But I know you didn't, like, you just saw it, right? So you never. Like, you just read this on the,
right, yeah, I don't
the
know
list
what
of stuff
is.
We're talking
yeah.
over. It was really interesting and funny. So what happened was they were interviewing, because Jimin's obviously there to promote, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the questions that one of the hosts asked him was pretty funny. He asked Jimin, where do you stand within BTS? Like, mm-hmm. in terms of power, like, where do you rank?
Right.
And then Jimin gave his answer, and Jimin was laughing when he said it.
Aww.
And he said, quote unquote, our magne, Jungkook, told me that I have the least power of all the members.
Oh,
so
why?
I'm at the very bottom of the rank.
Why? Like,
he said conventionally it would be the magne, obviously at the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he said, but yeah, I'm at the very bottom of the
rank.
Poor
Jimin. Oh,
yeah, I can see Jungkook doing that.
Yeah, yep. That's true. He would say something like that to him.
And yeah, that was pretty funny. And then and he also added at the end, quote unquote, it may be quite obvious, but RM has the most power,
mm-hmm.
you know, since he's the leader. Mm-hmm. So, and he just, like, ended it that way. That was pretty funny. Like, I can imagine Jungkook saying that.
Mm-hmm. Troll. That's it for Jimin. I have, like, some Small. Oh.
We have some Yoongi stuff, right?
Or yeah, and also J-Hope, too.
Oh, obviously, this is important. J-Hope's baby.
Oh, yes, mom.
Oh, were you going to say something else?
No, well, his military enlisted.
Okay, go for it. You could do that first.
So, I guess Big Hit had put out those official Weverse announcements saying that J-Hope will be enlisting soon. They still haven't put a date. So I don't know when he is listed, because I read through the announcement. I was like, wait, there's no date on here yet. But I guess they were basically saying that, like, this is a time for J-Hope. So, like, basically, ARMY shouldn't be there. Like, don't go there, you know, kind of thing. This
right,
is a
right.
private,
this is private like
a
his,
thing with
his
friends and family. So, like, ARMY, don't, like, crowd the place or, like, don't go there. But they haven't released a date yet. I'm not sure.
And I think it coincides with why they finally, in the world of BT21.
Right, his baby, Mong.
Mong has been unmasked.
It's crazy because I don't think I ever thought that would ever happen.
I don't think so, too. I thought the character was just supposed to be like that, like a complete mystery
like
forever.
Like Mimikyu almost.
Yeah, like you were not supposed to know. You want to know, but it's like, there's you don't need to show us.
I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. I'm like, did they really need to?
So he's supposed to be a chipmunk, right?
Yeah, so like.
But he looks like more like.
A hamster.
Like a hamster.
Because he has no tail. And
his face is not what I expected either.
His face is very cute.
I wish they never. I wish they never took it off.
Me too. I'm very indifferent about it.
I wish the shape doesn't even match like Mong's head.
The
like
horse.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to say I'm completely disappointed. It's just not what I really expected.
He's really cute. Like the colors are the same as Mong.
Like his skin, like the pink tone,
like a purplish lavender. Would say it's lavender.
Oh, lavender. Yes, right.
And then I guess because like BT21 had released a little video on their official YouTube, and it was with.
RJ,
yeah.
That's really cute.
And then so when Mong took off his mask, he like, I don't know how he fucking did it, but like he made the mask into like a little, what is that thing called? Like a bib
like
that RJ? A bandana.
Like a bandana. Yeah,
and it was blue.
Was like,
so it was like matching RJ's.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
It was cute. And then I guess because like J-Hope had put out a series leading up to this whole unmasking of Mong. And I guess like in his drawings, he had originally drawn a squirrel with like the bushy tail. And then J-Hope was like explaining that the tail was like underneath the mask. So like, and then when he would take the mask off, there's supposed to be like a tail. But then what shocked ARMY was like when Mong took off the mask, there was no tail
there
at all.
There was nothing.
Like zero. Like, it's supposed to be a button tail. Like, they had put it in, like, the official drawing. But when the animation came out, he was like, there's no tail at all.
They probably, like, the animators themselves were probably like, it makes no sense. Like, I don't know how we could make this make sense.
Yeah, I was like, how can the tail,
how can a tail be, like,
underneath the mask?
In the same area as his head.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably why they changed it. But then the thing is, like, I was like, why is it's not a squirrel or a chipmunk? Because they obviously have bushy tails. He looks like a hamster.
He's just like, he looks like a naked hamster, like a mole rat.
No.
But
he
a cute,
cute
one. You can be a cute mole rat.
So I was like, I'm confused still. I was like, he's a hamster. He's not a freaking squirrel.
That's what it looks like, though.
But
that's what it looks
so,
like.
So, like, J-Hope had posted on his story, like, once this trailer had released,
yeah.
That he posted a plushie of Mong. Without his mask. So they're obviously going to be making more plushies.
Well, yep.
And it's just the whole marketing
thing
for it.
That's how BT21 works.
I don't know that this is like a whole new thing that you have to collect. It's going to be like his baby Mong, like unmasked, basically.
Unmasked Mong.
It just, I don't know.
Added to the neck. Added almost like a new member of BT21,
yeah, now there's
basically.
Like 8 of them. And I was like, okay, now it's time for Shuki's turn, like to turn into a cat somehow because it would
have
been.
We have to.
Yoongi should have been a cat.
Speaking of Yoongi, he is going to release his first official solo album.
He is.
Called D-Day.
D-Day.
And we got a date.
Yes.
April 21st.
Yeah, a lot of things happening in April.
He's going to have a lot. I think he's going to have a lot of features, too, on this album.
Oh, yeah. Knowing him, it's kind of like Namjoon.
One of the ones I'm really excited about is with IU. Because I think, I really like that song by him, People.
Yeah.
He's going to have People Part 2. Apparently, and it's going to be featuring, apparently, until all of this is confirmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
IU.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
His song with IU 8 was really good.
Oh, the one that was for Sully. Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, he should have one with Tablo as well.
He should have... Well, that's true. That'd be perfect.
Because remember when they were together? Yeah.
But also, I was saying that... I was thinking, like... Because I saw this other note here. Along with IU, he's going to be on IU's show, Palette.
Palette, yeah.
He should have IU on Switchita.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they should go back and forth. That'd be freaking cool.
Maybe they will.
He has the power.
Yes.
So, I fingers crossed. Let's hope for the best. But yeah, there's a lot. See, just too much BTS stuff.
There's more than that. Honestly, Namjoon had a V Live. Namjoon had a Weverse live. Jimin had a Weverse live.
They released like his dance practice too. Mm-hmm. Jungkook even went to his dance practice.
Yep.
And it's funny because Jungkook was like, "Oh, will you come to mine tomorrow?"
Oh.
And he's like, "No, I'm too tired. I want to be home."
What the heck?
So yeah, that sounds like Jimin anyways. Anything else?
I think that's it for B. I mean, obviously there's more, but that's all that I want to talk about.
Oh, why? Is there something else you want to talk about?
Stray Kids. Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. 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 So.
Yes, we
attend. Where to begin? Do you want to start from the concert?
Oh.
I know we have a lot of stuff. Do you want to end on the
concert? I'll end on the concert. I already mentioned Felix doing his TikTok dance for Jimin's like crazy.
Oh, we also did the, like, there was Jimmy Kimmel. They mm-hmm. were here for Jimmy Kimmel.
They were. And so, like, people were hoping that they were going to do an interview with him, but it was strictly a performance, and they performed Maniac, which is surprising. Still really good.
Well, of course.
For their, like... What is that thing? Promotion for like people who don't know Stray Kids, who don't know K-pop,
Kimmel and they just are curious. Or yeah, something.
It was so funny because like I went on the YouTube because obviously Jimmy Kimmel uploads all the performances on YouTube, and then people in the comments, which we like to call the locals. Locals are basically like people that don't know K-pop, don't know Stray Kids. They're just regular people. They were all asking, they're like, "Oh my god, like, who is the guy in the green jacket? Uh-oh. Oh my god, the guy in the green jacket is so cute. Oh my god, the guy in the green jacket has the cutest smile." And because I hadn't...
As soon as you said cutest smile, in my head I'm like, there's only one member that always smiles.
It was Ian. He was getting so much love. But then, like, when we watched the performance, because I had seen the comments first before watching the performance, because I was like, who's this guy in the green jacket they keep talking about?
This mysterious smiling green jacket man.
So it was Ian. He was the only one wearing a green jacket. Everyone else was wearing black.
Everyone's into the manga right now.
He looked good though. And then he was doing his like iconic like eye smile and big smile. Also, other members who were getting attention people were like, "Who's the guy that does ping, ping?"
Oh my gosh.
Don't know what
Who is that, Haley?
It was either Han or Changbin, because they both do it.
Ping, ping.
Ping, ping. And then they were also asking, like, "Oh, who's the guy that does the high note at the end?" It was Bang Chan.
Who's the one that does the low, deep, sexy mm-hmm. voice?
Felix. And then Hyunjin, someone wrote, like, "Who is Aphrodite's son with that pink hair?"
Oh, boy. These are very interesting comments.
Yeah, because, like, and then people were like, "Oh, my God, can you guys give, like, recommendations for this group? They're really good. Like, I want to see more of them." Like, they're like, oh, for Bang Chan, they said, "Oh, the camera wasn't focused on him enough. I want to watch more of his videos." And then, so like, a lot of people are getting into them.
Uh-oh. You know
what that means? I know.
Here we come, SoFi Stadium.
Here it comes for their next tour.
So hopefully you went to Bank of California, or I should say BMO Stadium, because it's going to get worse.
Might be the smaller. That might be the loss of their smaller venues, unless. I'm going Oakland, man. Seattle.
We're going Oakland.
I'm not gonna go SoFi for them unless I get Barricade, because SoFi's too much.
It'll hurt too much not to be in Barricade and to see them from far away.
Yeah, because I feel like most of the shows that we went to for them was like Barricade or really close to Barricade.
Did we ever watch them in the Hundreds area?
Yeah, at Forum. The first show,
right?
But we were the first row.
Yeah, that was... I love the first row of the Forum. I mean, that's what we did for Twice, too. Yeah. That's the reason we watched
them. Yes, exactly. Because I was like, these are actually good seats.
It's great seats.
Because, I mean, that was fine, too. I mean, like, obviously you don't get to see them super close, but then no one's blocking you. You have like a aerial view of them, and it's the front row. So, but then every other show after that, we were on the floor. And I think most of them were like almost like barricade.
I barely remember the 100s because all I can remember, like when I look back in my memory, like is barricade. Like I just, I'm like, have I seen them from anywhere else but barricade? Like for reals.
But then this was the first time, like their encore show, it was barricade, which was surprising because I didn't know it was barricade when I got the tickets. Because the way that the map is, like I didn't know I didn't know that it was going to be barricade. I always just thought there was going to be like a gap.
Wouldn't have shown you these tickets when I was looking for it if it was not near a barricade.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't assume it was. And when we got there, I was like, oh my God, we're like practically... No, we are barricade. Yeah. Like
literally.
Because they let us get up from our seats and like go towards and like stand near the barricade. But this was the first time that we were by the main stage for their concert. I don't know if I'll do that again.
Out of all the barricade experiences, I can say main stage, probably the worst.
It's not for the weak-hearted. Honestly,
actually, Haley is literally saying the weak-hearted.
Yeah.
If you're suffering from like any type of arrhythmias or like AFib, atrial fibrillation and stuff, be careful because holy shit, the bass.
Yeah, you could feel it through your whole body.
It like reverberates through your whole body. It feels like it controls your heart rate and your breathing.
It does.
It just feels like doo, doo, like someone's like punching in your
chest.
It
was crazy because like when they did sound check even, like I could feel it. I was like, I had to hold my chest because it was just like going through my soul basically. I could feel everything. And like during the concert too, like obviously it's louder.
Because Stray Kids songs have tons of bass.
They have a lot of bass
like,
in them.
I remember Back Doors like doo, 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 doo. It's like, doo, doo, doo. Like every time like the two happen, like the bass hits, it's like someone's punching inside my chest, like trying to get out.
Yeah, it wasn't even like my ears were fine.
Yeah. Oh, the ears. Yeah, that wasn't an issue.
It was the fucking bass through my chest.
I was worried about our ears because we're so close.
Yeah. No, that was fine.
We should have been more worried about our hearts.
Like, I didn't know. Yeah, heart problems. Like I never even thought of that because like we're always like a little further from the front.
Hence the extended stage.
Yeah.
Not to mention like the view, because once they're on the once they're on the extended stage and on the catwalk,
you can't see them.
You have to watch the screens.
Yeah.
There's no way.
The best seats, and I know Joko agrees with me in this, is the ones we had for Twice and Blackpink, where it was the corner, and you'd see like the back of the extended stage, then you see the front of the catwalk and then the front of the main stage. I feel like those were the best seats because you get to see a view of every single like area that they'll be on.
I love being near that, like the actual extended stage, like because they
interact
so much. Yeah,
and then also because like from the main stage from the barricade, I feel like it's further.
We're still kind of far. We're still pretty damn far.
But if you're on the extended stage barricade, you're like right there.
And if you're like, it also depends on the venue because the people in the front of the extended stage
that was fucked up
were really far from the.
I don't know why they did it like that. They could have fit honestly another three rows of seats.
No, it was not like Seattle. So like obviously,
no, Seattle was
the closest seats to BMO Stadium. Like for them, where everyone that's at the catwalk
on the catwalk, yeah, everything else was like further.
Like they seemed like that was like how barricades should be. Like it was really close, but everything else, yeah, it seemed so far.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'd be so upset. Can you imagine if I got that thinking it would be like Seattle, and then I'm like, so
like,
far?
What the fuck is this shit?
Like, hello?
Like, it was like, it's a huge gap,
yeah,
people.
No,
like,
honestly, really three far. Rows could fit still. They like wasted space. Like, who the fuck is going to walk through there? There was no like people were saying like, oh, maybe it's because like they had fire and stuff. I was like, dude, they don't have fire on the extended stage.
That's an excuse.
And
no,
I was like,
we have no idea.
And I was like, why is our barricade so far from the main stage too? Because that girl, like the security is like standing right where the fire comes out too. Like we could be that close.
I hated it.
I was like, the setup for
like
the barricade
was
so weird.
In terms of like barricade, like yeah. Like
the venue.
It was cool because we got pretty damn good interactions whenever they're on the main stage. Because when they look out to the side, it's us.
Right, it's only us.
Because they didn't even go down the
sides.
Mm-mm. Like Twice had gone down the sides, like actual sides of the main stage.
Yeah, they didn't at all.
they didn't really go down because there's too much equipment and shit. Right. Like, so they stayed on this, like, they kind of went as far as they can, but staying on the middle center stage. Yeah. But yes, for the, like, it was great though. Like, I got my Bang Chan moment at this point.
Oh, I know. They're best friends. Point,
yes, we were
honestly,
best friends.
Honestly, like, because Jogo didn't know what he wanted to wear.
Oh, God.
For this concert.
Do we have to talk about this?
No, but then he ended up, he wanted to do Buff Anya, like, because they all like Anya Forger from Spy Family. And then if we try, the outfit was tiny. Like a fucking fail.
Like, even like a double XL from like Asia standards is like a medium.
It was so funny because me and Early.
It was like a medium for Americans. Like, what the fuck?
Our other friend who stayed with us and went to the concert with, we were like up until like 1 a.m. trying to like alter his outfit, and it just wasn't working.
And we ended up not even using it.
We didn't use it. And so, I'm honestly glad that you didn't, because Bang Chan, he interacted with you because he knows you, that you're the on
that guy. When he first saw, he saw me twice.
He did.
He looked at me like, but then he's like, shit, I have to shoot out this gun.
Yeah, because it was during, was it Miro? Dun. Dun. Was it that song? I don't even remember. It's the one where they shoot the cannons, and then, so like, he looked, when he walked over with his cannon, he pointed at Joko, and then all of a sudden he's just like, and then he put his mic in his pocket, and then he shot the cannon, and then he had to like sing for a little bit, and then he put the mic back in his pocket, and then he did the
then
I'm
he looked
five.
At me again, he's like, where is he? There
yeah.
he is.
And then he did it.
I'm five.
He like went back and did the interaction for him. It was so cute. I love him. He's so nice. He's,
I was worried. So I guess we could confirm he's not scared of me.
No, I think
or embarrassed.
No, he's not. I think he got happy because it's been
like,
6 months.
God, it's him.
It's been 6 months. No, 8 months.
It's Channy. Channy's there.
It's
he's
literally there been 8 months since he's seen Joko, so he's probably happy again.
I hope. Maybe he was sad. He thought I would probably be there again the second day.
But then the thing is, like, I didn't see a lot of people dressed up like that. And then if they were in like the 100 section, or like Channy's not going to see that.
Yeah, no. And then like most of the people dressed up like Barricade, like
it's
are just trying to like look nice, like hot.
Bitch, I'm not going to do that. I was
like,
wearing a poached
like they're going to the club. Like, I guess it makes sense. Like,
I guess.
But at the same time, that's not going to make you stand out. Like, get their attention.
Yeah. But
yeah, like unless you have like a good sign too.
No, yeah.
Signs always help.
For the next concert, I'm going to dress up as Bang Chan's brother, Changbin, in the green. I'm going to do it.
Changbin
yes.
will love it.
I know. And I'm going to flex for him. I don't have any muscles, but then.
Well, you'll be wearing a sweater or something anyway. I'm excited.
No,
I can't wait till they come back.
Oh, maybe I want to get the short sleeve one too.
Like yeah. Just do, it's more comfortable.
Yeah. I was like, I can't wait for them to come back at the same time. I don't want them to come back so soon.
We'll have to see them when we're in a different city. Like, because if it's so far, because the next time they come back, I think it's going to be so far.
I hope not.
JYP was there.
Oh, yes, he was.
He saw how, like, crazy, like, how filled up it was. I think he's like, yeah, we're doing so far.
You know what, though? Because I read that, so originally, Stray Kids was only meant to have one encore concert in LA. Only one. This was, like, by the news.
Right, okay.
But then they saw that how quickly it sold out that JYP added another show.
We have a podcast episode about that.
Yeah.
Too, why it sells out so fast.
But. Right, I know. But then, honestly, though, for all the resale, because I was, like, checking tickets, too, just, like, to see, everything was gone. Like, all those resale were gone.
I mean,
it was a sold out show.
This is the last time that people get to see them, not to mention
as
all
the
these
Maniac,
new stays.
Maniac tour.
First off, first off, it's Maniac tour. Second, a lot of new stays, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then they're like, shit, when are we going to see them again? Like, I'm just going to dish out the money. Fuck
yeah.
it.
Yeah. A lot of people did
a
dish out
the
money.
A lot of people just YOLO'd it. Like,
they did.
Reals.
They, like,
even
splurged.
Our friend Charissa went again.
She
wasn't
going
to watch.
She wasn't going to because, like, the tickets were so expensive. But then she was like, fuck it, YOLO, I'm going to splurge. And she did. She got front row of the main stage. Like, not too much on the side, but yeah.
Yeah, so she spent what mm-hmm. she wanted. You know, mm-hmm. it's always within your budget. It's
right,
you.
Right, right.
But if it was worth it, then
but
there
it was,
you go.
She said it was worth it for her. So, like, I mean, she got really good pictures and videos. And then the memories are always there. But, and then this was the last... That was the last Maniac tour. It's done.
They didn't even drop anything.
They didn't.
That's why it blows my mind. There's no video, nothing.
Well, they did a fan project.
Oh, they did?
They did.
So it was a little different.
Mm-hmm. So that's why that concert ended a little later, because they did a fan project, which was made by JYP. But then, like, they put together... I watched it. It was, like, all stay talking about Stray Kids. Like it was
Haley. Like
I like blanked.
Like who did they talk about, Haley? Oh yes, Stray Kids.
But yeah, it was really cute. I wanted to cry like watching it. It's on. I think someone uploaded it on YouTube. So
that's not the only thing they uploaded. They uploaded their like each member had their own like personal IG.
Yeah,
like vlog, like a mini vlog.
It was like 30 seconds.
IG reel vlog.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Each member did one, and most of it was actually shot either in Atlanta and LA.
Day two LA. Or
day one.
No, a lot of them were mostly day two, I think.
Oh.
There was some day one.
Yeah.
The one that we found.
Yeah. We were in Felix's vlog.
Yeah. After I like inspected it carefully.
I was sleeping.
Haley just woke up to all this
Inspect a gadget shit between him and then Jurla.
I was gonna say Scooby-Doo, but I guess Inspector Gadget, he's technically a
detective.
He's a detective. I was gonna say just detective.
They were like trying to work out. They're like, I think that's Haley because her Changbin sign is like peeking out. And then is that early next to her? And I think that's Charissa like next to her. Then they have the same hair. And then I woke up and I looked at the video. I was like, that's obviously Oz.
I just wanted to make sure.
But then I have the video. I need to make that edit.
Because they were doing other stuff. They were in Disneyland.
Yeah, they went.
They were
Getty.
At the Getty, the LACMA. Like, Changbin was there.
Yeah, Han also uploaded, I think, the whale shark from Atlanta.
So, like, they've been doing. I'm talking about here in L.A.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm just.
Like,
Changbin.
Places that we could have actually ran into them here.
Changbin took a mini clip of him at the gym, too. So, I guess he was working out that day, and then he met them later at Disneyland. Because people had uploaded, I think it was Bang Chan, Hannah, his sister, was there with
Ayan.
Them.
Ayan was there because I saw the pictures of Ayan.
Ayan, Seungmin.
And you said Changbin later, right?
Changbin later. And
was
then
Felix even there or not?
Oh, yeah, and Felix, sorry. Okay. And then Felix was there also. And then Han and Lee No were off doing their own thing. They went on a date shopping. And someone took a picture of them like coming out from the dressing room. I don't know.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Scandalous.
And then Hyunjin was by himself. He went to the Getty and LACMA doing his artsy fartsy stuff.
You,
I know he did.
He told you that day after the concert. I was like, one of them is
gonna go to the Getty.
At the Getty,
specifically the Getty,
because Dubu and Chewie were at the Getty when
the
they were here.
Like,
he probably asked them like, oh, where did you guys go for that cool picture? The Getty. All
yeah,
right, I'm going
and
to
he,
the Getty.
He bought something from there, too. He had, like, a little bag that said, the Getty.
Oh, boy. So you could have bought that for him. Like, oh, he got it from Stay.
I wish. And then I guess Bang Chan had, like, also said that he had an interaction with a Stay at Disneyland that went to the concert the day before. And he was, like, talking about that on his Chani's room. And he's like, oh, they were, like, really nice. And so I want to say that to him, too. Damn it.
Like your voice got soft. I'm gonna say that. Damn it.
So I mean, the concert. Oh, here. So here's my official announcement. So Changbin.
Oh yes. Go for it. I forgot.
So Changbin is now my bias, officially.
With
Hyunjin, I couldn't drop him because he was so fucking cute at the concert. I don't know what was up with him. He was really really happy.
Hyunjin was making sure that you were stayed in your lane.
Like honestly, like if you look,
fighting for his life to keep you.
I wasn't expecting that from him, but he was like super happy. He was like very cute. He was doing like a lot of egyo. He kind of like kept looking in our direction, so it looked like he was looking at my camera. But obviously, he's like looking in that direction. But then, like when he was like pushing back his hair.
But when I looked at your camera,
oh god,
it's always on Changbin.
No, I
thought. Please, okay, I saw a few Hyunjin, but mostly it was Changbin. Every time I looked.
Dude.
And you should check out the TikTok video I posted because that TikTok video is hilarious. There's all these other Changbin simps.
Yeah.
And like Changbin wreckers.
It was actually so funny
like,
because
commenting
like,
back and forth between all you guys.
It was after like they had done their first set and then they're doing like a small speech, like the members. And then Changbin was like right in front of us, like on our side. And he had like pulled down his jacket and then he has like a tank top underneath. Showing his arms. So, of course, I'm going to fucking film that. But then mm-hmm. I was just like, Hyunjin! But then on Bang Chan, like, I was screaming like a different member's name in the video.
And your phone is focused completely on Changbin.
And then he filmed me filming my phone, filming Changbin, and then my other friends, I could hear them, like, laughing. They're like, look where her phone is. Who is she filming? That's not Hyunjin.
Nope. That was definitely not Hyunjin. Hyunjin looks different.
Oh, my God. Changbin is so... I'm a huge simp.
Are you okay?
For him.
Like, yeah. There was a long-ass pause. I think he died for a second.
Honestly,
and just came back.
This is, like, the worst PCD I have ever experienced, and I feel like it's because this was the end.
Oh, you know what? Is this now you know how I felt when I had PCD? Remember I had bad PCD? Was it for twice?
Was that after their encore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember I had major PCD?
Yeah, you did.
Now you know how it feels after Stray Kids' encore.
It was so bad because, like, you know, after their other regular concerts last year, and then we saw them at KCON, and then they announced this tour. Like, I had PCD, obviously. I was, like, really sad, but then this one hit really hard. And I think it's just because, like, the Maniac era or tour is done.
Officially
it's done.
Completed.
Yeah. And it has legit been, like, a year since they started going on tour, starting in Seoul. Like, it was in April. And it's
full
over.
Circle. It's done.
A year.
This is it. It's finished already.
I feel like that was it.
That was, like, I felt like it was a year ago.
I don't feel it. It feels like... longer than that for
well,
some
now
reason.
Now you have a Changbin Hyunjin bias. What's their name? Hyunbin.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it really?
And then well, Changjin.
Changjin. Jinbin.
Jinbin.
Hyunbin. Hyunchang.
Hyunchang.
That sounds like a character from Street Fighter.
Yeah. So they're my official bias.
Because
and then,
there's no rules.
There is no rules.
And we will talk about this on another episode. We have some really interesting episodes coming up when we're in Japan. We have, because now that we could talk about it, because we're going to be in Japan already next
right.
week. It's going to be a bias and bias record episode. There's also a ticketing episode.
With Ticketmaster.
Like, we're talking about Ticketmaster, but also, like, not, well, I feel like we more so complain about Ticketmaster. Mm. But we also talk about, like, ticketing, the differences, like, in
like Japan,
Asia,
yeah.
Like specifically,
Korea.
Yeah, Japan versus how we get tickets here in America. So there's a lot of different ways, and it's completely different too. So it's a very interesting, and I don't even know what the third episode that we're going to be filming is going to be about. So it's going to be
we'll see
interesting and fun, I think.
Yes, I'm like I don't know. I'm not over this. I keep looking at my videos, like hoping it will help, and I just get more sad. Also, they wore. All, like, what were those beanies? With
the
animals?
The lover boy beanies.
Lover boy beanies. All of them came out during the encore.
All of them were wearing their, like, respective Skazoo
except for
matching thing, except...
for Felix. But he's also known as a cat, so I guess it matches him.
I wish it was the yellow...
Bakari. Yeah, it should have been
yellow
cat ears.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
yellow.
Think they have a yellow one.
No, some of them look custom made. I don't think some of them were like all...
They have a chain... they have the pink one, though. I looked it up. They have official
no,
ones.
No, but then some of the other ones, like, it didn't
because
have,
they
like,
took off the label,
unless they
maybe?
Took the label. Either way, he could have had a yellow
it's
one.
It's so cute. Honestly, like, they were so cute when they came out with those beanies. I was like...
Oh, yeah, that's like another thing that a lot of stays were wearing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everyone was ready. Like, everyone knew.
Everyone knew. Like, because when
Which
they
lover
had...
boys ready.
When did they first wear that? Oh, it was at our concert, wasn't it? No. They
it was
wore
like in between.
It was in between, yeah. They wore, I think, only
like
four members.
Seungmin
yeah.
was like
Seungmin,
one of the first main ones. But he
Hyunjin.
Also had the photo card.
That's true. Yeah, that's why I wanted it. So I have that one. And then I also have Lino's one because you bought the white bunny one. We didn't know that they were going to wear those. So now I have both of those.
Yeah, we just thought the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, the reason why was mainly because of Lisa.
Right, right.
Black pink.
Well,
like
but then we wanted the... We
We're
wanted
like,
the one
oh,
that
cool.
Hyunjin had, too,
yeah, yeah.
the white cat one that
so, like,
Lisa has, too.
So that was, like, I think Lisa was the first one I saw wearing it. Then, like, I was like, oh, Stray Kids is wearing it, too.
Yeah, Hyunjin so had actually
the exact same type,
worn
right?
it a long time ago as well. So he's had it for a while. Damn, I want that one, but it's always sold out.
It's always sold out.
I'm just going to get a knockoff.
At this point, might as well. like, half of the people wearing it in the concert were like...
Probably.
It didn't say Loverboy. It said,
oh,
like,
yeah,
other
yeah,
brands.
That's
like,
true.
You can just get it.
Yeah,
you're
it's
just getting
cute.
It for the
it's
fashion
so
anyways.
Yeah.
So that's... just do it. Do what you want to do mm-hmm. in your budget, right? I think that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Unless you have more simp stories.
I don't think so.
Okay, Haley's just wants to go back and start watching her videos.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to go edit that one with, like... Felix.
Will you be uploading
yeah.
this?
Yeah, because like it's the one oh. I because remember when he did his vlog and then he's like filming the audience. I have him filming us.
So you're gonna do
like
an edit?
Pointed towards us. Yeah.
Oh wow. I can't wait.
Oh, but shit, I need to pack first and try on outfits for Japan. Ugh. Yes. I'll do it later when I'm laying in bed after that.
Okay. Well, that I need to edit this video because we're filming this about, 10:30 right now, 11:30, 12:30. 2.5 hours before this episode is released.
Okay.
Let's get to work. Okay. Anyways, thank you everyone for joining us. As always, we're going to be in Japan for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So you'll be hearing us from the past because we pre-recorded some of the episodes to you all in the future.
Right.
So look forward to those episodes. Those are very interesting. And they're also, we thought they were going to be a little bit shorter because it's not like we have any K-pop news.
Why the fuck were they longer? They were longer than our actual episodes.
So, like, yeah, we had no K-pop updates and news because it's just, like, all regular topics. And, yeah, we kind of got into it. Because we did talk about a lot of, we talked about, like, 6 different K-pop groups for, like, the bias one, right?
Yeah.
So, we talked about our bias and records and why and all that different stuff. And it's a lot of good content.
I don't remember what I had said about Changbin in that one.
Oh, well,
because now it's now, like, when you guys go listen to it.
Well, I know, I think we said that things might change. You never know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we talked about how, like, seeing your artists in person, like, the groups can change your whole dynamic and perspective.
The thing is that, like, I had seen Changbin before, but then, you guys will listen to it. Yes. I did a whole explanation.
Let's end before this episode is longer than the other long episodes.
Yes.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. As always, check us out and give us a notification, subscribe, all that good stuff. Follow on all available platforms that you're tuning into us right now. Haley, where can we find your future videos and all your information? And also where people could send us a DM if they want to chat.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Specifically Instagram for the DMs.
DMs,
though.
Yes.
And I guess that's it. So thank you all for joining us. Until the next time when we're back in a month from now, basically. Everyone take care. Stay safe. Arigato. And
sayonara.
Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.